Big Picture WMFO and get connected to all the fun stuff that we do during the week when we're not here and find out what's going to be coming up on the next show. So with that in mind, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
I am Derek Gary. Until next time, stay safe, everybody. Mikey D, my name is Phil. We are here until midnight every Wednesday night, bringing you Boston and New England music of all varieties. We have Arlen setting up in Studio D. It's going to be a great show. Hope you're ready to stick around. So this will be great. All right. You know, I was trying to figure out how I was going to start this block, but I don't know. The music video is just too good.
You do. I wanna hold your hand.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Ain't it good? Living on it's easy to ignore trouble when you're living in your bubble. So what are you gonna do when the world don't orbit around you? So what are you gonna do when nobody wants to fool with you? You're on your own in the real world. Don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own in the real world. Don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own in the real world. Don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own. Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Living in the real world. Do, do, do. Ain't it good? Being all alone. Do, do, do. Don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're
fun. 91.5 WMFO. That particular track was done exactly 1 year ago. That was the Eight Tracks with their cover of Paramore's Ain't It Fun. Left Hand Does with their new single, well, new EP called Prem, new single called Zelda Zare. CMB, Casey Desmond's new project, that was Rubber Jungle from the Three Licks EP. Band Without Hands gave you Running in Place from their new EP, Epicenter. EP in Epicenter is capitalized. We need a webcam in here. And we started that all off with Butterscotch, Solitaire for Two. I highly, highly recommend you go out and check out the music video for that one. It is highly entertaining. All right, now that I got that out of the way, let's have some black market ammunition here. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Introduce yourself to everybody in Radioland here.
Yo, my name's Oliver Castro McClung. I'm the lead singer slash harmonica player for Black Market Ammunition. We're doing our CD release show here, not this Friday, but next Friday the 12th at Hard Rock Boston.
Excellent.
And we're just here trying to talk about things.
Well, talk about black market ammunition. I was looking on the Facebook page, you know, doing my pre-production research stuff, you know,
yeah,
4 seconds before you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And the impetus of the whole thing started very unlike other artists. So care to go into that?
The different thing about us, it's like I was talking with the band out there before. We're talking about non-genre specific. You know, we have lots of influences that are very evident from listening to our music, but it's like
the mix of influences that you have are just encyclopedic.
Yeah, it's out there. So, yeah. I mean, encyclopedic, I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, no, no, it's just vast and just all kinds of different things coming in.
It's a little weird. So, yeah. And so the perfect example is, like, you know, when we were putting the show together, you know, I played all the rock shows, all the venues here in Boston with mostly rock and alternative and even metal bands. But, you know, and I figured that this would be more like a rock, blues, rock kind of thing.
Okay.
But it turned out to be a hip hop show, which is also, you know, like I would say 80% of the songs that, you know, performed are like there's rapping in them.
All right.
So it's like it works with that too. So, you know, we're at home with Delta Blues, and we're also at home with hip hop and garage rock too. So it's you know, it's instead of a hard rock show, there's going to be, you know, B-boys, and, you know, there's going to be, like, you know, like break dancers and DJs and stuff like that, and it's going to be a real cool vibe out there.
Nice. So we'll get into the show in a little bit, but I do want to play a tune. Which one shall I hit up first?
Well, the song Tarbox, the name of that one. Are you familiar with Michael Tarbox, the Tarbox Ramblers?
Yes.
All right. So he is like one of the best slide guitar players I've ever seen. Had the fortune to see live, and I went and saw him at a tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown.
Oh, very cool.
And we were outside smoking in between the sets. You know, I had just started thinking about writing music, so I was asking him all these questions about open tunings and stuff like that, and he was super nice, man. The coolest dude ever. And then I was, like I said, I had a couple drinks. I was like, is that your real name, Tarbox, or is that some kind of like made up blues name? And he like laughed.
Really?
At that.
Yeah, because right. who would do that?
I would.
Seriously.
I was drunk. But anyway, so the name is about the song's about an old blues dude who travels around and plays the blues. So it was based after him. So
okay, well let's hear Tarbox right now. 91.5 WMFO.
When that man Tarbox put his soul on the line, Tarbox chickens play some Cadillac music. That's the saddest song you heard in your life. Tarbox chickens sing that Cadillac music. That's the saddest song you wrote in his life. Swooping with that wide grip harness and that dope roll, clenching on an upright mic. Oh, Mr. Chickens rock that Cadillac music. Here's the saddest song that I ever write in my life. Cadillac.
91.5.
Wow.
I didn't mean to talk over that riff, but oh man. That is good stuff.
Thank you.
That's Tarbox. And well, I was reading your bio, and we didn't get into it in the last segment, but you really started this off as a stand-up routine?
Not kind of. Yeah.
Or was it like a spoken word kind of?
No, I decided for the fun, I would do, they had open mic stand-up night at, again, Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown.
Okay.
That's, I lived in Charlestown, so that's where
there
I hung
you go.
Out. And, I decided I was going to take a month and write a real, because I'm a writer anyway. So mm-hmm. I'm going to take it kind of serious. And I wrote this this stand-up routine. And it was just kind of like dark and political. And I got some like awkward laughs. And, you know, I got some attaboys afterwards. And I kept at it. But
isn't it always wonderful when you get it after the fact, when you wanted it right then and there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it turned out, it just turned into music, and it wasn't, okay. It was like totally by accident. Because I play the harmonica for fun anyway, yeah. So I just ended up like...
Did it translate easily?
I think it was just the momentum, the trajectory from taking something creative seriously, like I was doing with the comedy,
okay.
and then everything just came pouring out. And I'm lucky to have such a huge network of really, really talented friends who helped me along the way with my songwriting process, because, you know, I was a total noob at it. So
describe the process, because this is a very different sound than we usually hear in Boston. So
one of the things that's kept me away from originally from writing music was the fact that I can't play the guitar or the piano, you know, the melodic mm-hmm. instruments that mm-hmm. usually, you know, peck stuff out on. So what I would do is I would take my phone and I would record. I would come up with a riff and a bass line and then like sometimes like a drum beat, and I would record them separately from my mouth, and I would hum a melody. And then I would put them together, and then I'd get a room of talented people, more talented than me, and I'd put them together and be like, play this in D, and you know, make it sound like, you know, John Lee Hooker, or make it sound
okay.
like, you know, whatever. And
I was wondering why you took to that 8-track song that I played before you came in so much. No, but that so. Who pretty much dictates the sound? Because you were saying off air that people were giving you back references to that particular track, and I mean, what are your influences, very, very blues, or?
I would say they're like probably equal parts, like blues, rock, and hip hop. I mean, it's you know, a big inspiration of mine is G Love. G Love is to me, it's like, I remember when I first heard him, I was like, wow, that dude's, he's playing blues and rapping and playing the harmonica, and and, you know, I like his especially his old stuff a lot. And
well, know, he's kind of a, for lack of a better term, expatriate of this area.
I know,
too,
right?
So yeah,
he's probably been in here before, like
no, quite possibly like eons and eons ago. Long before, you know, cold beverages and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He started out playing at Harvard, like at the Subway. He was busker.
Yeah,
a busker over there. So
hey, everyone's got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, right. He did his thing.
No, so tell us about this gig coming up.
Oh yeah, so it's, man, we
get distracted way too easily here.
Yeah, me too. we lucked out to get an insanely talented lineup. We have this band called Political Animals from New Haven, Connecticut. They're coming up from New Haven to play with us as well. I wouldn't say their sound is similar, but they're a 4-piece live hip hop band. They've got a bass player, a drummer, an MC, and a DJ. So
okay.
You know, that part of it links together with our music. And then we have this
so the bottom end is the link.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I said, you know, it could have been a blues rock band, or it could have been a band like this, but it's still live. It's
mm-hmm.
still live instrumentation, which is what the glue for me is, the fact that, you know, that's what we have in common. And then we have Fran P, who is like this ultra talented, you know, kind of like this new hip hop artist out of Boston who's absolutely blowing up. If you look up his video, I mean, it was released about a week ago and it's got like 13,000 hits.
Wow.
So
nice.
He's real talented. And yeah, it's being promoted by Experience Creative. Big shout out to Miss Lisa Finelli and Jazz Bianchi. They've done a really good job putting the show together.
Oh, they put this all together?
Yeah.
And where is it?
It's at the Hard Rock Boston on
excellent
on the 12th on Abe Lincoln's birthday. So it's the week after next.
So. Abe Lincoln's birthday, and go to a hip hop show on Abe Lincoln's birthday. Why not?
Exactly.
Let's hit up another tune off the EP. Which one shall we do?
Cool. It's a little juxtaposition, I guess, if you want to do something that sounds a
little
different.
I'm all about juxtapositions.
Let's do Judgment Day. This is more the blues rock aspect of our band.
All right. Here's Judgment Day. Black Market Ammunition. 91.5 WMFO.
I want this with you.
90.5 WMFO. That was Judgment Day from Black Mark and Enemy Nation. That is very different than Tarbox.
Right?
Very different. I mean, I think the only thing that's really the same is the harmonica part.
And the slide guitar.
But that's all you.
Slide right? guitar.
I don't know. It just sounds thicker.
Yeah, it's way more heavily amplified.
So when you're creating these things, do you have some sort of like tone in mind? I mean, because you know, with Tarbox being a little more bare bones, and this one being very thick and bottom heavy and everything, is there something that just tells you, you know, oh, this one's got to be heavier?
Well, Tarbox is a little bit singular because I wanted that to be like my tip of the hat to kind of like my where I'm from. I grew up in West Virginia,
okay.
and I kind of cut my teeth on like Piedmont blues and like bluegrass and stuff like that. And you know, they got that, they have that picking sound, like the country, the more country kind of sound to it with the slide guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So that one was like, okay, this is my nod to that particular style of music. Everything else, man, I love amplification. I think it's man. I do too.
I love it. I mean, that sound. Damn, it's so thick and murky and wonderful.
Yeah, man, I like the overdriven bass, and like I said, I'm a big fan of garage rock, like people like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and like Brian Jonestown's Massacre.
Oh, yes,
you know, they have such a thick, like nasty sound, and so you know, sonically, those guys are big influences.
Well, nobody mentions those people anymore. Now, that's awesome. I mean, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, personally, one of my favorite non-local acts.
So
here.
Incredible.
So, oh man. So the show is February 12th at Hard Rock?
Hard Rock Boston.
In Boston. Is it called Hard Rock Boston now?
I'm pretty sure.
Not Hard Rock Cafe.
It is Hard Rock Cafe, but everybody knows. You Google it, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Pretty much.
But yeah.
And who are the other acts?
Political Animals.
Political
from,
Animals
from
and
New Haven, Connecticut. And Mr. Fran P.
Fran P.
From right here in Boston. He's a Dominican rapper, and he's unreal, man. You gotta check out both of their stuff. You guys should check them out on Facebook. They're talented cats. And yeah, it's gonna be a multifaceted show. We're gonna have visual art by V Cash. He's this local VJ who does like visuals and body painting. And like I said, there's gonna be
breaking. There's gonna be body painting at
the show.
There's
gonna be body painting. There's gonna be projection. There's gonna be projections. There's gonna be hip hop dancers. There's gonna like it's gonna be off the hook. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it's gonna be fun.
Well, I mean. You're part of the show, so of course you got to do that. That's the beauty of self-promotion. It's real easy that way. Nice. So Hard Rock in Boston, February 12th. That is 9 days from now.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Doing the math. Yeah, 9 days from now. And oh man, this is hearing these tunes. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing show. Are you guys on first or last?
I think it's our CD release, and we're I think we're going to go on last. We've been talking back and forth. I'd say we're probably going to go on last. But, you know, it's like I think about following these other guys who are like super talented. It's like maybe we'll go on, you know, maybe we won't go on last, you know. But, yeah, chances are BMA are going to go on last. But, yeah, man.
Nah, awesome. Nuts. So thank you for coming in.
Dude, thanks for having me. I'm a huge fan of local music. I'm glad you guys do your thing.
Thank you for bringing in this record. I mean, I'll admit, I did not know. I saw the name and I had no idea who you are, but I'm glad I know who you are now.
Hey, thanks, man.
So that's the beauty of you know, shows like this and all of that. Anyway, so let's close out with Rebel Death Blues.
I want to add one thing before you put the song on.
Oh, yeah.
At the very end of it, I got a gospel choir to come in to close out this song. They're at the beginning of the album too, but I had a gospel choir, and it's like tacked onto the very end. So I want to give
cool.
it a shout out to Lara Simpson, who provided the lead vocals for that because she's incredible.
All right, and so this is a CD release party, and
it is,
yes. Yes, nobody can hear you nod, dude. But this is Rebel Death Blues. Anything else that you want to talk about going on in this particular song, except for the gospel choir at the end?
No, I mean, it's a song. It's a cinematic song. I wrote it about a dude who liked to go out and party and slept with the wrong person's wife ended up getting in trouble. So it's more of it's a story. So it's Rebel Death Blues.
And it's an epic, too. So keep your ears peeled, everybody.
Gracias.
Thank you so much, Black Mark and Ammunition.
Holler.
This is Rebel Death Blues. The record's called The Down Home Exodus. We didn't mention that earlier.
Oh yeah, yeah. The record, The Down Home Exodus. It's coming out. You'll be able to get it at the concert, and it'll be live real soon on iTunes and Bandcamp and whatnot.
All right. And how can people get in touch with you?
They can hit me up at Black
Mark. Because they're gonna hear this song and hear these songs and want to know more about you.
They can hit me up at blackmarketammunition.com. That's our website. They can always hit me up on Facebook personally or at the Black Market Ammunition Facebook page.
And that's Black Market, one word, not two.
Yeah, Black Market's one word. Black Man. Market Ammunition. So yeah, I like to mess around with spelling.
You totally did. it threw me off in my research, but it's all good now. Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, here's Rebel Death Blues, 91.5 WMFO.
Surely told Ray he did the business with a makeup. And I'ma see my daddy before my time. And I'll never cross the river back down home. I hear mama sing there one last time. Oh, I'll be dead before my body hits the floor. And in all my trials soon be over. Oh my, me, oh my. Oh my trials soon be over. Oh my, me, oh my. Oh my trials soon be over. Oh my, me, oh my. Oh my trials soon be over.